Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 165. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I am talking about a TikTok UGC gig that I had for an alcohol infusion kit that I spent Monday producing. I'm talking about my week that has been devoted to TV shows. As you may have seen, every episode has to do with a TV show. We had finales of a lot of great shows. Three of those shows I talked about in different forms this week. So a lot of TV watching this week. Also, mental health update, as I've been doing every week for the past month or so, and probably will be a part of that, a regular part of that, just to give people an update on where I'm at mentally with everything going on. And as always, at the end of every episode, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. It could be big, it could be small, it could be abstract, it could be something that everybody's thankful for. But something each week I want to highlight and show thanks to, and I will do that at the end of this episode, as I do at the end of every episode. But let's get into it, shall we? I spent Monday, as I said, making a TikTok video for one of the UGC gigs that I got. A company contacted me that sells an alcohol infusion kit. It is the Liquor Quick Infusion Kit by Thousand Oak Barrels Co., the company that contacted me that wanted me to make a TikTok, which you can see on my TikTok feed, my podcast feed, Ray Taylor Show on TikTok. You can see it there. I've done another one for a different company on my art feed. So depending on the brand, I have two TikTok feeds to choose from. Whether I will, depending on which one I decide to release the product on. So it was a lot of fun. I made Tropical Island Tequila Sunrises. I infused tequila with their infusion pack that's called Tropical Thunder Tropical Thunder Tequila. Which was great. It's delicious. I haven't had a drink in a while, so it was nice to drink some tequila. I enjoy tequila as I enjoy all alcoholic beverages. Just don't drink them much anymore, but it was fun. Video, challenging video to put together, a little review of the product, a little showing how-to of how to make this cocktail, which was a lot of fun and really took up a lot of Monday. The shooting kind of went well, you know, set up. Took a little while to set up. I kind of had an idea of everything I wanted to do, had an outline for things I wanted to talk about, knew how I was going to set up the studio to make it kind of look like a bar scenario as they requested, and just kind of winged what I was going to say. Didn't go by a script, but knew what I wanted to touch on as far as those things, and then spent the rest of the day just kind of editing and putting it all together. Worked out well. They were happy with it, and I was happy with the product, and it was a lot of fun to do. So it was good, you know, just give people a little update, tell you what I'm doing with the UGC stuff. You know, I had to talk about the product, had to, you know, see what they also offered on their website, all that kind of stuff. I had to make the cocktail, and you know what? What I'm going to do, since I'm talking about it, I'm just going to put the video that I made. I'll just edit it into this episode. How about that? So let's play the video. So it was a fun video to make. I've done a few videos at this point. I'm still putting together my portfolio for my UGC stuff, but haven't had that much new UGC stuff come my way. So we'll see. There was a lot going on. I had people reaching out, and then all of a sudden it kind of feels like it dried up. And I don't know if that's just regular, but I have looked into, did some more research, checked on TikTok to see what other people are talking about in regards to UGC, user-generated content, and found a lot of other types of ways to get UGC work. Obviously, the recommendations of putting a portfolio together and just contacting and pitching yourself to brands directly. So, in addition to doing the Join Brands stuff, which I've enjoyed doing, I have a couple projects to do tomorrow, some photos I need to take tomorrow with some products. And then I think there's just a few days left, although by the time this comes out, the drink, the infusion kit thing will have gone through. But yeah, just to pick up more UGC stuff, I enjoy doing it. It's fun practice for doing, it's, you know, it exercises my creativity in a way, trying to take interesting photos and videos and kind of expanding out of what I normally do with just my artwork and my podcast, but also finding ways to incorporate those things like I did with the infusion kit, talking about this podcast and that I review movies, right? Trying to blend all of the things that I do so each one helps the other in some small way. So I got all that stuff done early in the week. But because Ted Lasso and Dave and Barry all wrapped up this week, also Succession wrapped up this week, but I don't know if I'll do a Succession review. It's a great show, but I don't know if I've been doing reviews for that every week. I may have, but it's one I don't mind not doing a review of. But Barry is one of the shows that I really loved. So seeing that that show wrapped up and just the insane show that Barry is. Also, Ted Lasso and Dave are two shows that I do episode recaps for. Ted Lasso, it is finalized. There's no more episodes of Ted Lasso. Dave, a little bit open-ended. There might be more seasons of Dave, but I wanted to do episode or season recaps or reviews of each of those shows. And then also, because of the recap podcast, I recorded the final recaps of both Dave and Ted Lasso, which come out on Tuesdays. And it's been crazy producing my show on Sundays because I started to do Poker Face. And then while doing Poker Face, they announced that Ted Lasso is coming back. Dave was announced to come back. So I was literally doing, for a couple weeks, I was doing three episode recaps for Tuesday. So which meant I was producing like 9 podcasts every week, which normally I do 7. And finally, then Poker Face finished. I got done with that show, which is a great show, and looking forward to doing more recaps when the show comes back. It was signed for a second season. But also Dave and Ted Lasso kind of finishing at the same time. And it's been so much work. My recording, it takes me, you know, easily an hour to 2 hours longer because I'm doing all these, which also adds time to the editing process because I'm doing extra episodes. So it will be nice to have at least next week off while I decide what I'm going to do. Because the writer's strike is going on, a lot of productions have been put on hold. So in some shows, there's just not any word of when they're coming back. Other podcast recaps that are episode recaps I do, The Rehearsal, the HBO Max show, or Max show with Nathan Fielder, Squid Game, whenever that's coming back. Severance, which that's been put on hold because of the writer's strike. And I think that's it. There might be one other show that I'm blanking on. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do. I might do. For a while, I've thought of doing a recap of Station 11, which is a mini series that I love and I've watched through twice. I've done a review of it, but one that I would have liked to do a recap, an episode by episode recap, similar to I did Midnight Mass, which was a limited mini series that I did in preparation for Midnight Club, which Midnight Club was a great show but got canceled. So in order to fill time to release on Tuesdays, I might do Station 11 just as a filler, just to, you know, get another short run podcast out there. Also, it's probably it'd be like kind of a challenging show, I think, to recap, but I might do that tentatively. Who knows? We'll see. Next week, I'll be releasing the reviews I did this week on that feed, so there won't be anything coming out next Tuesday, and who knows, maybe I'll just take a couple weeks off from doing a Tuesday episode and just wait and see. Either way, it was fun to wrap up on all those shows. I rewatched Barry, the entire series of Barry. I rewatched the entire series of Ted Lasso as well. Didn't get a chance to rewatch all of Dave because, I mean, there's so much TV to watch. But I put them on while I was working throughout the week, and I've just been, you know, just kind of getting bare minimum done. But it almost felt like I had the week off in some ways because I didn't review any movies this week. So kind of in some ways felt like a week off. And since both Ted Lasso and Dave I do episode recaps of, I probably know those shows better than anything because diving into the details of each episode, it's hard not to know everything that's happened in those things. So not a whole lot of preparation needed, but a pretty fairly easy week, which is good. The weather's been nice. It's been cooling down a little bit before it gets hot. Like, we're kind of in the fluctuation period, and it seems like it's been mostly cool this past few weeks. Like, been able to have the door open, the sliding glass door, and just had regular air. At night, it's gotten pretty cool, which is nice. I mean, cool as in I have a thin blanket and a sheet on that I might be under, but not like cold in any way. But it's been nice, cool weather. And despite the nice weather and despite the little bit of, I've dealt with like literal pain in my neck. And it's so weird. Thankfully, it's gone. It kind of subsided throughout the week, but like, it's horrible. I usually get it in my hips too, but like sleeping, it will be like I'm constantly tossing and turning because I'm in pain. And this past week, it's affected my sleep, obviously, because it's in my neck. And just trying to do all of the things that I normally do, I used to get it a lot, especially when I worked at Costco. I would get really bad. It's like this, I forget what it's called, but like this top rib by your shoulder kind of pops up. And then like, so I have a belt that's tied to my desk chair that I put over my shoulder and kind of press it down. I also have a lacrosse ball that I use that I'll put underneath the belt and like just do like deep tissue massage in my shoulder, in this muscle right here that connects to your neck to your shoulder. So I think that kind of helped. I also have a foam roller that kind of helps. That just, I have all of these things that I kind of know how to deal with that stuff when it happens, because it used to happen all of the time when I worked at Costco, and now it every once in a while happens. I usually have more issues with my hips and my lower back than anything. But yeah, so let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll You'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Kind of getting shitty sleep still for different reasons, but, you know, I got through it. Thankfully, it was a fairly easy week. No movies, just rewatching a bunch of stuff. And kind of, in some ways, felt like a week off, kind of. Definitely, I felt like I want to take a week off because, as I have talked about in previous episodes, mental health-wise, I have been feeling depressed. It seems like, you know, it's not as severe as it usually can get, but it's definitely, I think because I've been staying so busy, it helps distract me from it. But every day I wish I could just go back to sleep. Like, all I want to do is sleep all day. I cannot get enough sleep. Obviously, I haven't been sleeping good because of the neck pain, but even with that, like, all I want to do is sleep. Like, when I'm doing my editing and all that stuff, I just want to get done so I can just go lay down and just not do anything. And, like, I just, I don't know if it's, like, kind of maybe burning out a little bit or just because I've been depressed, but I just have no desire. I've just been barely getting stuff done. Barely getting stuff done, which thankfully I'm able to kind of put myself in a place where I kind of just automatically do stuff aside from recording. Which recording ends up taking a lot longer because I take big, long breaks between each episode, which doesn't help. I'm also doing a lot more episodes. I'm doing long episodes, so it doesn't help the situation. But even the work I do throughout the week, it's just like I'm barely getting stuff done. But I am. I'm not falling behind on anything, which is good. But just exhausted mentally, physically, and just emotionally kind of just tired as well. And, you know, I think part of watching the TV shows was also nice. Like, Ted Lasso is one of those positive shows that makes me feel good. It's like comfort viewing. Get very emotional watching Ted Lasso. It's a show that makes me get choked up and cry a lot. When I reviewed, when I did the recap this week for the finale, I got choked up doing the finale. Dave is another show that I really love to watch. It's a kind of a comfort show in some ways. Not necessarily, doesn't get me emotional. Parks and Rec is very much a comfort show in that same vein as Ted Lasso. So watching the shows has kind of been a nice background just thing to keep my mind off of dwelling on the depression and the kind of feeling of like I feel like I'm on the verge of like almost tipping over into the severe depression of like, what the fuck is even the point? What am I even doing? Like, none of this matters. I don't matter. None of my work, like, there's like, I feel like I'm close to that, but not there. And it's, you know, something that I deal with, have dealt with since as far back as I can remember, you know, middle school. I kind of really remember being one of the really dark times in my life, but it's something that I've dealt with off and on my entire life, and something that I've kind of gotten used to. But this past year, understanding myself more, understanding that maybe I suffer from bipolar and or I am bipolar, and like knowing, being aware of how I feel in situations and understanding how I fluctuate and just being more aware of all of that, I think helps in a lot of ways. It doesn't necessarily help to eliminate, but it helps me understand, and like I can step back in moments, like, and kind of understand, it's like, okay, this is where I'm at. I'm feeling this way because this is a cycle that I go through. And it's weird because when I'm in, like if I'm severely depressed, in that moment, I can't imagine what it's like to be anything other than severely depressed. But then when I'm more balanced, it feels like I can't imagine what it's like being either of the other things, being either manic or depressed or the other. Like, I need to do more research on bipolar in general. And then also, like, when I'm manic, it's like, I can't imagine what it feels like to be severely depressed. Like, it's weird how I can exist in different forms and not in, and in those moments, especially in the extreme of those moments, the other version of myself is so foreign to me where I can't even, like, I can't even put myself in the shoes, even though I'm literally in those shoes. So I don't know. But having that clarity and noticing it and being able to kind of understand it and understand how I can kind of work through those moments, I think, is helpful. So, and sharing it with the strangers out in the world hopefully can help somebody, or at least allow somebody to judge me for something that's actually true about me versus all of the hate that I get online that's just sad, pathetic, ignorant hate that just exists when you do things online. But still depressed, still feel like I'm in, like, I feel like it's not, like, if there's like five categories, right? There's manic, then there's balanced in the middle, then there's severely depressed, and then there's like the in-betweens between, like, but all, there's times like where I feel manic and depressed at the same time. I really need to do research on this whole thing because I don't know how it all works, but it's weird. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, it is what it is. Like, what I was going to say, I feel like I'm in just kind of a moderate depression, I guess. Right? I'm not severely depressed. Like, my thoughts aren't going super dark where, like, I kind of feed, if they feed on each other, and it's like I just dig deeper and deeper into the depression. But I feel like I'm on the edge. I feel like those buses that you see on, like, YouTube videos that are somehow maneuvering up, like, this sheer cliff, right? Where it's like, I know, like, if I take a turn a little bit too wide, that I can just, this whole thing can tumble off and I'll be in a dark place. And, you know, that uneasy feeling is still depressing, but at least there's hope that I don't fall into that dark place, right? I don't know. And also, I think part of it's summertime, and I think because a lot of things are drying up as far as opportunities not really being around like they were just a couple months ago, and being nervous about making it through the summer financially and just surviving in general financially. Like, there's all kinds of things that are just like barely working out, and I know how things can go bad in an instant, and I know how things, like, when it rains it pours, I know how multiple bad things could potentially happen right all at the same time. And, you know, sometimes I just know that I'm not mentally prepared for something like that, and I don't want to have to deal with those things, and I want to feel good. Like, I want to feel like I'm a superhero. I want to feel like I have, like, these magical abilities. That feels good to have on the other end of the spectrum of things. It may be self-destructive in some ways, and it may be bad for relationships, and it may be bad for things, but in that mind state, it's so empowering to feel like you can do anything and you can accomplish, and you're like, you're indestructible, right? And that you can see the layers, you can see the matrix of things and how they work, and you know, and you have the secret, you have the ability, you have the power to manipulate reality, right? Which is the complete opposite of me falling off the cliff down into a very dark place. And it's just wild. But yeah, that's been my week. That's where I'm at mentally, trying to verbalize to people my mental state. But other than that, it's been pretty good, right? I try to be thankful. I try to be positive. I try to appreciate that things could be way worse. I try to appreciate that things have been way worse and I have survived those things. I have to be thankful for who I am and who I try to be, trying to make small adjustments in who I am and to be a better person and to just be thankful for my place in life and for the friends that I have and the support that I have and hopeful that things can change for the better just as easily as things can change for the worse. So trying to manage the whole circus of ideas that's going on, while also trying to just make money, trying to be somebody who like knows how businesses work and knows how to make money, which is something that I am not very good at. But regardless of that, and because of my unfocus, because I've been kind of depressed and very unfocused, like barely getting things done, like thankfully I have systems in place that make it so I don't have to actively remember to do things. I literally have many lists and checklists and to-do lists that I can refer to make sure I don't miss anything. When I was on Fridays, when I process the new paintings I do, I put them in the plastic sheets, I photograph them, and I edit all the making of videos for the following week. I completely forgot to do the editing the videos and for a few hours. And then like I was like, I was like, I got everything done super early. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm just going to spend all day watching Ted Lasso. This is going to be great. And then like a few episodes in, I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't do any of the editing. Completely forgot about it. Thankfully, I was able to watch Ted Lasso while I edited. So it was still pretty nice, but like still like almost forgot. And I already feel like I'm barely getting things done. Right. And I'm trying to keep things from piling up because then that just gets even worse. And I just that can't happen. So I have to get these things done. I may not be focused on the things. I may not be trying to do the best quality, but just getting them done to get them done is the bare minimum. So I've been doing the bare minimum and got through the week. That was like, I don't know, a time when I've ever almost forgot to do the editing. Just almost completely forgot. I've forgotten to do little things here and there, but to do basically to forget to do edit 21 videos is that's a big forget. That's a big forget. But whatever, I got it done. I remembered. But as I like to do at the end of every episode is talk about something and share something that I'm thankful for. And that is what I'm going to do right now. And what I am thankful for this week is being able to connect with artists. Whether it's people in person or artists through the internet, which is great that the internet is there and through social media, you can connect with people on TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff, right? I haven't had a lot of art friends since high school, since art class in high school in the late 90s, right? I had a lot of art. It's kind of crazy. My friend group in high school, we're all friends in middle school and high school. We met each other playing pickup basketball on the basketball court. But we're all like nerds, right? I was the fat kid. You know, one of my friends was the Korean kid. There was a couple Japanese kids. There's the tall, skinny, nerdy kid, right? We were kind of the outcasts in a lot of ways. But we all enjoyed playing basketball. And we would all play pickup basketball on the basketball courts and the playground at school, middle school, and then in high school as well. And in high school, a lot of us were also into art. So we were like also in the same art class, which was kind of cool. And then also made art friends, other friends that were also in the art, in the arts and all that stuff. And it was a really fun group of friends that I had in high school, which were only high school friends. Like, only some of us were friends outside of high school. One of them, my friend Ricardo, who's Korean but born in Ecuador. We moved to San Diego together. He went to school. I went to get out of the desert, and we lived together as roommates for many years. One of my best friends, a great guy. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking for the perfect gift for that art lover in your life? Look no further than inspiredisorder.com. Our gift cards can be used to purchase original artwork from The Many Faces, a collection of over 2,000 original abstract ink portraits. These one-of-a-kind pieces make for a truly unique and meaningful gift. But that's not all. Our gift cards can also be used to purchase high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring these amazing paintings. Plus, if the recipient is a fan of The Ray Taylor Show, they can use the gift card to purchase merchandise from the show as well. So why wait? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and purchase a gift card today. Your loved one will be sure to appreciate the thought and creativity behind such a unique gift. Thank you for considering inspireddisorder.com for all of your gift needs. And now, back to the show. And since then, I haven't had any real art friends, kind of here and there, right? Made friends with Mike Maxwell out in San Diego a little bit. Like, we never really hung out, but it was, and mostly we were friends through podcasting. There were some other art people that I knew through like Twitter, which that was always, it's always a weird dynamic when somebody knows you and they listen to your podcast, but then I don't know anything about them. So it becomes a very unbalanced relationship where they know so much about me and they think that we're friends, but from my perspective, they're a stranger to me. And I try to be positive, as you know, you try to do when you have, you know, a public persona or whatever, and people are fans of the work you do, whether they enjoy your podcast or they enjoy your art. It's a very weird thing, and it kind of was illuminated quite a bit more when I was in Denver and actually met some of the people. And it's like, it's very weird. It's very uncomfortable to have somebody treat you like they know everything about you, but then I have no idea anything about them. They are complete strangers to me. And to that off balance thing is wild. So it's been hard to connect with people that know me through the podcast, through this podcast, because it's just, it's hard to get to know somebody when they, like, not everybody has a podcast that I could just subscribe to and get to know them. But I literally have been doing that for over a decade, where people can get to know me on a very personal level, and I know nothing about them. So it's like they consider us to be friends, but it's like it's only a one-way friendship because I don't know who they are. And I've been on the other side of that, being friends with, or trying to be friends with people that I enjoy their podcast and they follow me because they know I've been a fan of theirs for a long time. But like I talk to them like I talk to friends, and it's like that's not what they're into. They don't know anything about me. Right. They're following me to be polite. They're not following me because they don't listen to my podcast. And I've seen it go the other way, where I've lost, like, people have unfollowed me on that end where I was a fan of their podcast. And it's like, I understand that. But then I've unfollowed people and that have gotten very angry at me for me unfollowing them, especially on Twitter, which I don't even have that Twitter account anymore. So it's been a very weird thing. But recently, over the past week, or actually over the past few months, doing the live art events, being able to connect with actual artists in the Valley, and also connect with them over social media, keep in touch over social media, but also with TikTok, being able to follow and connect with other artists that are on TikTok. And there was one that I was able to have a nice back and forth with. We're both kind of in a similar level of our trying to make this work to be full time. So it's nice to talk to somebody that you have, you're both on the same page with a lot of things and having the same connections and understanding the reality of being an artist. Like, people who are artists, they're not necessarily outgoing people. They're artists because they are used to spending a lot of time working on something alone. I got into art because when I'm an only child, I went home after school and I spent all my time painting, right? And it's similar for a lot of people. Not that they're all, I mean, some artists are more extroverted, especially if you add in substances like alcohol and drugs. It's very easy to kind of break down those barriers when you're taking substances. But it's a very different lifestyle that people don't understand, that like you are very much spending a lot of time by yourself working on something. It, especially depending on the work you do. Like when I was doing acrylic paintings, you know, I would spend hours on, like, looking at my canvas, working on my canvas, working on pieces of art. Now, making art the way I do, I make a lot of art in a very short amount of time. But I mean, all of the things that I do that involve creative effort, whether it's painting, editing video, creating this podcast, editing this podcast, doing Photoshop work, design work for bands and comics, or doing web design, or doing these product videos, these photo shoots and videos, and all of these different things, like, they're all very creative pursuits that require me to do things very much alone on my own, which I enjoy. I enjoy that. I enjoy being alone. I enjoy learning. I enjoy challenging myself. And I enjoy talking to other people that have the same struggles as me, that have the same, that are inspired in the same way, that are, their brains are wired in a way that is similar to the way my brain is wired. And it's very rare to talk to people who understand what that's like. So all of those reasons, I love connecting with other artists. And there's a wide variety. Not all artists are the same. There's artists that are douchebags. There are artists that are assholes. There are artists that are egomaniacs. There are artists that are doing the thing for all kinds of different reasons. But there's also that flavor of artist that is exactly what I am and I speak to. And it feels very easy and comfortable. And I appreciate that. And it's, you know, it's, if you have the art thing in common and then you also kind of exist in the same reality, it's nice because it's rare. So I enjoy that. And, you know, I've never done any collaborations with other artists aside from podcasting. I've definitely collaborated, been on other people's podcasts and vice versa, produced other podcasts with people, but I've never produced like artwork with other artists. And that's kind of something that I would like to do at some point in the future. Obviously art class, being around a lot of people that are into the same thing. Obviously there's the kind of events that you can go do, like the painting and wine events, which is a very kind of a social thing, but not as much about painting. That is definitely more for like the casual artist type of a person. I've never been to any of those. Obviously art events, like I've taken part in, whether it be in San Diego at the Ray at Night or out here doing like the 111 night markets and being able to see other artists, how they set up their stuff, kind of where they're at, what they're struggling with, what they're trying to do with their work. Of course, indoor kind of art events like gallery shows, group shows. Haven't done any of those since San Diego. There is a small possibility there is an event, which I'll talk about later. It's not booked. I'm not even like, haven't even heard anything back, but there's one group show that's taking place in August that I want to be a part of. So maybe I will finally do another group show at some point. Right. It's an interesting thing, and I'm glad that I'm making more art friends and connections and all of that. And, hopefully the group show works out, because then that'll just be another step in this journey that I'm happy to make and excited to make. But yeah, it's great. Same language, crazy life too. Like, this life that I'm living is like, so, I mean, even though a lot of artists have day jobs, and I was at that place at one point, especially in San Diego, working a day job, and my artwork and doing events was very much a side gig type of a thing. I am in a completely different place right now in my life where it is far more of my life in a lot of ways. So I don't know. So dealing with similar struggles is something we can share as well. But, you know, and also getting to know other artists, you know, opportunities can come up. You hear about other events, different things. I would love to do live painting at some point that's not just on YouTube. I could easily do live painting. I could easily do what I do at these live events. The only thing that would be tough would be recording. I like to record the artwork that I make so that I can share it on social media. If I do these art events, I'm not going to set up three cameras like I do at home with lighting gear, right? It would be something that would be just for the show, just for the event. And, you know, I would like to do that at some point. I think it would be fun to do. It would be super easy for me to do. I am very comfortable painting in my style, doing what I do. And to have people watch me as I do it, I could easily block that out. The closest I've done to that would be a mural I did, window painting I did at a movie theater. I did like these giant paintings of like zebras that were being ridden like horses for the movie Racing Stripes back in like 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. Whenever Racing Stripes was in the theaters, massive window paintings that I did that people would come up. I had headphones on, so I kind of blocked it out, but that was really fun. I would also love to do murals. You know, it'd be interesting to just try and adapt my style to canvas or adapt it to walls, using different mediums, but still trying to keep the vibe that I try to do with my work. It'd be an interesting, it would be an interesting challenge. So, and then also the graphic design I've done has been a lot of fun. Getting to work for a lot of different comedians that I like and that I appreciate. Done work for like bands. Like, it's really fun to work with people, especially people that like the work that you do and give you creative freedom. I really enjoy that. Unlike Dave Bird in the show Dave, who is somebody that would be a headache to work with. But that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for other artists and the artist communities that I've seen and been a part of. Upcoming events. Potential group show in August. Stay tuned for that. Obviously, all of the events that I do get and I do book, I will mention on this show. But you can also go to my website, inspireddisorder.com/events. For details on all of my upcoming live and local events. So as they get booked, they get added to the event calendar, which you can check out there with all of the details of when, where, how, all of that stuff. So go there, check it out if you want to see where I'm going to be, whether it be live on the internet or local at a gallery or art event or street event or whatever near you. inspireddisorder.com/events. Either way, I am thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can